A Philip Sample Pierre at the Surgeon Care. Today's date is 07/12/2025. The patient is for Maria Casas. Casas spells C-A-S-A-S. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 11/24/1966. This is a 58-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of bilateral rotator cuff tear. Is scheduled to have surgical repair. Has been doing physical therapy, which she failed. Secondary to increased pain. She indicated that she is still unable to lift heavy stuff, to reach overhead because of intense pain, and is afraid that she will drop items that she's required to lift on a routine basis at, on her job. She says some of these items are pretty expensive and heavy, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 104 over 78. Pulse 74. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.4. Period. Next paragraph. Right shoulder. Diffuse tenderness of palpation. She has a decrease or abduction, decreased external rotation. No edema, no erythema, no scapular winging. Sensation is normal. Circulation is normal, period. A similar exam is seen on the left shoulder. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, papules. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion of lower extremities. She would bear his weight well with no antalgic gait. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, 3 cranial nerves, 2 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect in normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is bilateral rotator cuff tear. Assessment number 2 is chronic shoulder pain, bilateral. A patient also reported she has a rash on her scalp. Go back to physical examination. Scalp reveal a silvery, scaly macule on an erythematous base, consistent. Appears to be fungus versus psoriasis. The patient was treated with ketoconazole shampoo. She was advised to apply in her scalp, leave for 10 minutes, then wash off. Patient's work excuse form, fitness for duty form was completed. She said she is unable to perform her essential function, so she was advised to return to work on 8/12/2025. In the meantime, she was advised to do self-paced exercises, whatever she can tolerate. But patient insisted in the inability to do abduction and overhead motion. She was tested in with small amount of weight, which does confirm her fear. She reports significant discomfort when she tries to lift minimal weight above her head, period. She was given a work excuse to be home from 07/12/2025 to 08/12/2025. She will return to work on 08/13/35 after I evaluate her again on 08/12/2025. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none, end of the patient.